What is up, everybody? Happy Friday afternoon. The weekend is here, depending on when your workday ends. I hope I can make it a little bit better, whether you're kicking off your weekend or wrapping up your work week. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Bit of breaking news. Markets just closed moments ago at the top of the hour. The S&P 500 down 10% in the last 2 days. The markets have lost more value in these last 2 days than they have in years at significant trillions in lost value. Yep, that's hitting your 401ks. Again, Dow dropping over 2,000 points today. Tech-heavy NASDAQ index down. Oh, and this, bizarrely, I can't believe this is actually a thing. Apparently, earlier today, Donald Trump posted a video basically claiming that he's purposely crashing the stock market. I can't make it make any sense. None of this makes any sense. We'll continue to talk about that. But for the next half hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe talk a little policy, maybe talk, who knows, random baseball. It's a little segment we like to call Ask Maggie, where you, the listeners, can ask me basically any damn thing you want, and I'll have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer. My senior producer, Jamie, who's with me every day alongside Cal on the board, helps curate those questions. You can send them anytime to the email address askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can also call and text in your questions, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And I got so worked up a little bit talking about the business elements last half hour that I forgot to give you your Brewers trivia question. There's going to be two trivia questions that I will share with you. One this half hour, one at the start of the next half hour. You call in, you'll be the first person to answer the trivia question right. You're going to get two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers versus the Cincinnati Reds on April 19th. Is that date correct? April 19th?
Yes, that is correct.
April 19th, it's a 6:10 game. And here's the important thing. We do not have hard copy tickets to get these tickets from us. You must have or download and be able to use the MLB Ballpark app. It is the Ballpark app. And you have to have an email address to register for that because we transfer you the tickets electronically. Here is your first trivia question. I will repeat it after we come back from our next break. Here's the first trivia question. You're going to want to call in. If you know the answer, you're going to get two tickets for the April 19th game, not against the Reds. That's tonight's game. The April 19th game is against the Oakland A's. Here's the question. Who is the top run producer for the Milwaukee Brewers in RBIs? So, I mean, who had the highest number of single season RBIs for the Milwaukee Brewers? That is your trivia question. Give us a call if you want those tickets for the April 19th, 6:10 p.m. game against the Oakland Athletics. Who holds the Brewers' single-season record for most RBIs? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. With that, I'm going to turn it over to my senior producer, Jamie, for today's episode of Ask Maggie.
This is like a double Ask Maggie, because it's like an Ask the Listener and Ask Maggie all at the same time.
All at the same time.
I know, and it's really kind of awesome. And let me just tell you, I have the tickets in my app right now, so I can get them transferred to the winner as soon as we get those people. And these are really good seats. You mentioned it. They're in the Civic Media club seating. So you get like service to your chair if you really want it. You never have to leave. It's just glorious. They're for rows 3, and we have seats 5 and 6 that we're giving away right now. So with the trivia, and unlike you, our listeners can use Google if they really need to.
Yes.
To answer these questions.
This is fun. You can use the resources available to you to participate in our little trivia game. It's not Jeopardy. Absolutely. It's not Jeopardy.
No. Alex Trebek is not coming from the dead. He is not going to bring the music out. You can use the Googles if you need to answer these questions. But you can't, and I have some good ones for today. Are we ready to jump into this? All right. So this actually came to us through our text line from Gordon, who listens in Madison. And Gordon says this: he was proud of all Wisconsin voters this week to elect both Justice Crawford and Superintendent Underly, especially by the sheer magnitude of the wins. He says he's a little disappointed, but not surprised by the voter ID question. I think a lot of us are in that camp. Mm-hmm. So this is his question, and Cal will give her 30 or 60 seconds for this one because it's going to be a little tougher. Can you suggest any way that we can push to try making it less prohibitive for those who need additional help to get their approved ID so that they can vote? This is the question from Gordon. We'll give you 60 seconds, Maggie.
Wow. We had a question yesterday along these lines, a question or suggestion from Mark from Prairie du Sac, which I wholeheartedly endorse. And that is that the government, you should be able to get whatever your required identification is from basically any government office for free. Show up there. If you want a birth certificate, those should be free. Get your birth certificate. Go to your DMV. Get your driver's license. Let it be free for people to be able to get the documentation to go vote. Passports. If we're going to need a passport to vote, those need to be free because we made illegal poll taxes. I think we should be asking every single person running for office that exact question. And then unless their answer is, we're going to make sure that people can get those IDs that they need to vote for free, you shouldn't ever vote for them.
Whew. Oh, even before the end. I love it.
Well, and credit due, footnote to Mark from Prairie du Sac.
You were a little prepared. I got to say, I wasn't around yesterday. I was en route to Las Vegas, where I'm actually doing the Ask Maggie segment from our wonderful motel room.
Yes.
Corey Hartman and I are, and a bunch of the Civic Media crew, are at the National Association of Broadcasters big convention, learning how to do this radio thing a little bit better and getting to see some of the new really cool, fun little tricks of broadcasting.
I do not like Vegas. I have been there a number of times. The last time I spoke at a big convention of lawyers, and I literally figured, what time do I speak at? Okay, I've got the 4 p.m. slot. Flew in that morning, got done speaking, had a dinner, flew out on the earliest flight. Yeah. Next day, literally just stayed in my hotel room, walked to the convention floor, gave my speech, went to dinner, went back to my room, and then flew out. Nothing else.
All of Vegas is lost on me, except for maybe the shows and some really great restaurants.
The food and entertainment is good. Yes. And I don't mean the adult dinner. I just mean the Cirque du Soleil and the Adele and the Sphere and all that stuff.
Got here last night. We did the DoorDash thing. We found a pasty shop. If you're from the Upper Peninsula of Wisconsin, you know what a pasty is. There's actually a pasty shop in Las Vegas. Had that delivered to the motel. And then we took a little walk around the neighborhood, and that was pretty much it. That's our extent of Vegas right there. The rest of the time we're in seminars and we're going to be checking out cool broadcasting stuff. So I missed the part where the point to my whole story was I missed the part where you got to answer part of that question a little bit yesterday. But
that's
still
quite
good
right.
information to have. It's still good stuff for all of us to know. Let's see. We do have another really great question. This actually came to us from Dave over on our text line. He listens in the New Berlin area. And I'm going to mention Corey Hartman here again because I had to get a little help on this one since he is our resident. But we'll see if you can answer any of this, Maggie, because you're smart. You know a lot of things.
Sure, I'll go. Well,
he
like to tell myself I do.
Dave wants to know what the difference is between partly sunny and partly cloudy. We'll give her 30 seconds for this one, Cal. Here we go.
Is that like, is the glass half empty or half full? I think that meteorologists use partly sunny when it's more sunny than cloudy, and partly cloudy when it's more cloudy with some breakthrough sun. I think it's where the emphasis is on the weather. But that's a damn good question, Dave F. from New Berlin. I love things like this.
It is a really good question. And that was even in before the end of the buzzer. So I got Corey Hartman's help on this a little bit. And he says that it's a scale from sunny to cloudy. So they give like a percentage. So if there's zero clouds, obviously it's 0% clouds in the air, right? Or in the sky. If it's mostly sunny, then you're like at 20% cloud cover. And then mostly cloudy would be 80% cloud cover. 100% is 100% clouds. So there you go, Dave. If you've ever wanted to know, you just got to ask a weather guy. They'll be happy to let
like
you
know. Fabulous husband and our colleague at right. Civic Media, Corey
that's
Hartman,
right,
knows
right.
a thing or two about the weathers.
That's right.
He now, folks, I'm just going to hop in here with a little hint. So the Brewers trivia question is, who had the single season RBI record for the Brewers? The answer is not Robin Yount. It is not Robin Yount. So I'll just give you that little hint. I'll give you another hint. It is also not Gorman Thomas. So DJ from Madison, sorry, my friend, not Gorman Thomas. I'll give you this hint, which won't be a hint at all, but I actually have a baseball signed by this guy. So if that helps modernize your thinking a wee bit, it's in the more recent era of Brewers baseball. In the 2000s is when this record was set. If you've got the answer to that, you're going to win yourself two tickets to the Brewers game against the Oakland A's in the Civic Media box seats. That game is at 6:10 p.m. Give us a call if you've got the right answer or even an answer. We may give you some airtime. 855-752-4842. What do we got? Oh, we're almost up on time for this. Ask me a quick one, Jamie.
Okay, this is a good one. All right, here we go, Cal. We'll give her 30 seconds for this one. And this comes to us from Allie from Wausau. Now, Allie says that there's a big debate happening at her house right now. How should toilet paper be put on the holder? Are you an over or an under person for toilet paper, Maggie Dawn? 30 seconds, Cal.
I love this question because there's only one answer. It's over. That is the way toilet paper goes on the roll. I know this because I'm obsessed with the hospitality industry and I have a bunch of friends that work in hospitality and restaurants and bars. It is over. That is the, like in Buckingham Palace, the toilet paper goes over. It's not an under. It's always an over.
I've lived with all boys for a long time. I'm just glad there's toilet paper on the
yes.
Road.
The first step is TP itself. Folks, right. If you are on the lines with an answer for our Brewers tickets giveaway, stay there. Cal will get to you during our break. We'll be right back with more Ask Maggie here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Who had the single